Johnson Village sits right where the Gihon and Lamoille Rivers meet. The community saw some of the worst damage in the state during last summer's flooding. On Thursday, the anniversary of that deluge, residents who are still waiting for buyouts watched the river rise toward their homes for a third time in a year. Vermont Public's Abigail Giles spoke with Jerry Williams and Gene Wolfe in their living room as they watched the Gihon get higher right outside their porch.
My name is Gene Wolfe. We are on Railroad Street behind the library to the left, which is right near the river. And right now it's raining really hard, and the water has not crested yet. It's still coming up, so we're still in the thick of it. So last year it rained really hard for, I think, quite a few days, and the water came up to about 4 feet on the first floor, and we lost everything on the first floor.
It's okay. We don't have to talk about it, too.
Yeah. We basically had to replace everything. Cars, both cars, appliances, furniture. We're still kind of working on stuff. So we've applied for a buyout, but we don't know what the status of that is yet. Just don't want to repeat last year, and it looks like we're kind of, I don't know, it's been a long year just putting everything back together, but it seems like we might be here another winter if FEMA doesn't decide on the buyout. Last year we stayed at my son's place for a month and a half, 2 months,
yeah.
While we did all the clean out, all the sheetrock was taken off and insulation. We let it dry out for a couple weeks, just piecing it together. We didn't want to put too much into it. I mean, we just stapled some rugs down. If we're going to do a buyout, I mean, there's not much sense in doing a complete renovation or restoration. So trying to do everything on the, not cheap, it's not cheap, but we lost this whole kitchen, so all the appliances are new, and the, you know, we had to put in some countertop, and we lost all the bottom cabinets. So it's been a long haul. It took us 2 months to get new vehicles. It's flood fatigue. I just get tired of looking at this. I can't, you know, I don't know what kind of mitigation you can actually do to slow down Mother Nature, but is there some kind of alternative to what state we're in right now? It seems like the only thing you can do is move away from the river. I haven't seen any other alternatives. It's a tough choice, and
I have to say, this is like a really beautiful spot by the river.
We won't find another spot like that. I mean, it's very private, right in the middle of town. You go through a thing like last year, you don't want to repeat that. So, I don't know. I guess there's no magic bullet for this.
That was Jerry Williams and Gene Wolfe of Johnson speaking with Vermont Public's Abigail Giles on Thursday. Jerry and Gene's home ended up staying dry, just barely.